Hey, brother.
Hey there. What's up, brother?
How you doing?
I love when you get really, really close to the mic and you're like,
you're like hearing my whispers.
How do you think my whispers sound like? Am I really, really loud in yours?
It's intimate, yeah.
How intimate is this?
Very. Mm. Speaking of intimate, have you watched, you know who Middle Ditch and Schwartz are? Two improv comedians.
What did you just say?
Middle Ditch and Schwartz. I think it's Thomas Middle Ditch and Ben Schwartz.
They're
two guys. They do like improv on Netflix. They have like a Netflix special. And I'm telling you right now, I've never laughed so hard in my life. I was crying. And it's just three stand-up shows, and they recorded three of them at the same theater.
They're comedians, you said?
Yep, and it's improv, so it's like completely made up on the spot. So like they ask the audience for like some feedback, like some ideas in the beginning, and then they just go off what the audience just said. It's completely unprepared. It's so good though.
Oh,
but he goes in the first one, you got to watch it. He's like once this guy's soon to be wife, like they're about to be married, and he's like, it's like his old friend or something. And he's like, you ever go up to a girl, I just want to suck out her breath. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, just breathe in their breath. And he's like, Kathleen, your breath will be mine. dude, it's so good. And he does the whole noise and everything. You got to watch it.
Oh, what? That's fucked
yeah,
up.
I'm actually really mad that I haven't told you that I watched this, because I watched it a few weeks ago or maybe a month ago. And Aaron and I have been showing everybody and talking about it, and I completely forgot to tell you.
Why did you not tell me?
I don't know. I think we just kind of forgot. Like, we showed Aaron's cousin, Megan. Oh, shout out to Megan Malnack. She's one of our subscribers now on our podcast.
You?
But oh, she listened to the first episode and she texted me and she goes, "You guys really want me to play? Really want me to play Zoo Tycoon now?" I was like, I don't blame you. And then what she told me?
What's that?
She also said Sims 5 is coming out. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah,
they're making Sims 5?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks insane. Did you see the graphics of it?
No, yeah. It looks like you're in...
It looks like a Pixar movie.
They're including all the worlds and all the... I've never played all of The Sims, but apparently there's like you can cast spells on people in some of The Sims games, and they're including all of the things in the new Sims game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It looks like, yeah.
The graphics are crazy, though.
It looks like you're in a real world. It's... I don't understand. It's... People get so into it.
In that game. No, and Aaron plays Sims 4 on PS4 all the time. She has like a whole house set up with us.
So I can see her house.
I can try. I could show you it. She can give a full tour. I'll get her on the cam or on the at least on the chat.
Does the Grim Reaper still come out when you die?
Yeah. It's all on the game.
It does.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were showing Megan that improv show, and she was loving it. She like wouldn't stop watching it, and like she's like, I got to show my brothers this, and she was hooked. I'm like, yeah, it's so good. And we told Aaron's brother about it. He got really hooked into it. And then we told her other brother, and he got really into it. So yeah, you got to watch it. you're going to lose your marbles. Whether you watch it tonight or not, you're going to literally lose your marbles.
Okay. Yeah. Remind me about it later so I can watch
it. Dude,
it is
so freaking fun.
reminds me of
they play a bunch of characters. It's so good.
Is it like Russell Peters who does like, because he just talks about
it's different,
like the crowd.
But it's funny.
It's not like his own comedy. He doesn't have like skits. It's just interaction with the crowd.
It's different because they actually play out a scenario. They play multiple characters and they switch between them because they're just two guys on stage, but they play different names. So they remember who they are and like what their voice is and like personality. It's really funny. It's kind of like a blown up Whose Line Is It Anyway, but like, way better than Whose Line. Yeah. You're gonna love it. But yeah, so
oh my goodness. So yeah, but that's actually funny that you said that, because I've been trying to find a good show to watch like late at night. We'll like game or something, or I'll get a bunch of my work done, and then I'll be like,
have you watched something like at all?
Everything is complete trash. There's like,
so
just
same, I agree.
Online.
I haven't found anything good lately. We started last night. We watched Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu. We started it. It's okay. It's very interesting.
Is it a TV show or is it a movie?
TV show, original Hulu.
I hate just watching random TV shows, you know, because you have to like.
Well, sometimes get into you get sucked in though. Like you got to try them out to see, you know, give it a 3-episode chance to see if you like it.
Oh,
but I watched 2 of them last night and I can't really tell if I like it or not. Like I'm going to watch another one tonight probably, but
yeah,
I don't know. So we started watching that. Do you remember Under the Dome? The show.
Oh my god, dude! I wasted so much of my time.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Almost all of it.
The whole 3 seasons.
Connor, I got. Oh, there's 3 seasons. Oh my god.
There's 3 seasons. We watched almost the first season together, and I stopped at episode 10. I told Erin, I was like, "Let me just show you the first couple episodes." And she got sucked in, so she's watching. I downloaded all 3 seasons. She's watching it. I'm like, I can't do it.
I literally got to the point. I don't know if this is spoiling anything, but the point where they're like running away. I don't even remember what episode this was. It was probably at the end of season one or something.
I just watched
they
were it, like, so I probably remember.
Okay, so maybe you'll know that. So they were like running away from the cops or something, and one of the police officers was running away, like Rogue or something, or one of the main characters was running away from the police, and they were like, "Ugh, I know the secrets. I'm gonna die." And I was like, first of all, we don't know what this freaking dome is, okay? And we don't like we've gone all these freaking episodes, okay? We don't even know how to get out of the dome. People are dying. Like nothing happened, and then they're like, "Season 2 is coming soon. Another year." It's like,
yeah, the ending of the first, the first season's ending is horrendous. It's a giant cliffhanger.
I must have watched the whole first season then.
I think we did. So essentially, when the show came out, because it's based off Stephen King's book, Dad told me about it. He's like, "Oh, we should watch it." I was like, "Okay." He's like, "It's a limited series." He's like, a limited series. And then the show did well in the beginning. So they continued. So
they kept making it.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, you got to be joking. So Dad jumped off the bandwagon too. I was like, okay, I don't blame you. And I stopped watching it.
I watched it again. Because I remember them panning out in the beginning and they were like, wait, they're like aliens? They're like, all these things were like, wait, we don't even know what it is. And then I'm like, I watched all of that for them not to finish or like to, you know, resolve all the things I watched for 5 hours or whatever the collection of time I spent, you know. So
and they're long too. It's like 45 minutes an episode. It's 13 episodes a season.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not one more.
It was dumb. Yeah, it was stupid.
So I just have been scouring
looking for like a movie or show to watch.
Yeah, like finding something, and I just literally just scroll through, and I spend like 20 minutes scrolling through, and I'm just like, none of this looks good. Or I'll spend some time watching something that looks kind of interesting, and then I literally will spend 25 minutes watching something and I'm not interested. I'll be so bored, and then I'll just click out, and I'm just like, this is such a waste of my time. Like, it doesn't grab my attention. I won't continue to watch it, you know what I mean?
I've done that many times. It's okay. So I mean, many times you gotta find something good. Like, you can't just waste your time on something that's poop.
But this leads me to another question I have for you, which is, do you and Erin watch shows or movies with the captions on?
No, never. Why?
So you're a captionless family.
I mean, the only time we ever put captions on was
you're free ball and you're straight up. You listen to the audio.
I just listen to everything. Yeah. The only time we put captions on when we watched Hamilton the second time through, Erin wanted to see all the words pop on screen, so we did that. Oh, the lyrics.
So only those specific instances you do captions. You never do it.
I never put captions on. Nope.
I literally almost every single time put captions on.
Just because you like reading it or because you can't hear them?
Because I can't hear the fucking audio.
Really?
I can't like the dialogue. But, you know, then the controversy is, you know, you end up just reading everything and you don't watch the movie. You just are reading the text. Going back and forth, you know what I mean?
Do you watch everything in your bedroom off the PS4? Is that what you do?
Yeah. No, off the Apple TV.
The Apple TV?
Yeah, in my room, yeah.
So you lay in bed and watch all your shows on that TV? And that
I'm sure it would be different in my... Well, yeah, probably because it's late at night and I can't blast it, but it's like was louder...
So you have a low.
But you know what? I've done it before where I've had the volume up way high and I've still had to put captions on. And a lot of times I have to pause it and go back and rewatch. I do that probably 30 times during a movie. I pause and go back.
Because you miss things.
Or like I'll want to rewatch. I love doing that. Like pausing, going back, and I'll rewatch a scene to like
really take it in, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But people hate that. A lot of people are like, oh, I hate that so much. Like, they just like,
I miss things a lot too, but I just ask Erin to recap me because she catches a lot of things I miss.
Yeah. Because you're probably,
so she recap me,
you know, like that's
that, or just like things happen really quick and she sometimes catches it better than I did, or they'll recap it later. Like they'll bring it back in like the next episode, or they'll recap in the beginning of the next episode. I'm like, okay,
I mean like for movies specifically, or yeah, or for TV shows, but like, I like to recap myself. I like to know what's happening. I don't even, you know what I mean? So I like, right. That's why I had to go back. You never do that. Makes sense. You never.
I have done that.
Oh.
I don't do it often. I definitely don't put subtitles on.
It's very black and white for people.
Well, I feel like if you're watching later at night, like I put the volume up pretty decent. Like when we watch shows, I make it like a home theater, and I don't even have a sound bar on the TV. I just, that speaker on that Samsung TV is so good. I just put it up a good amount so we can both hear it really well, so we don't need the subtitles. You know what I mean? Like, we can hear the dialogue crystal clear. It sounds good.
Crystal clear. It's crystal.
Crystal.
It's crystal.
Crystal clear.
So I got a little story for you.
Hit it.
It's just a dream I had. I think it was last night.
Is it weird?
Actually, I've had a lot of really weird dreams since we put the house on the market.
Oh, because so like you have like panics because you got to like move out now.
No. It's just like a lot of weird things have been happening, and like my dreams are super weird. And
probably just because you got a lot on your mind. So it's like all flowing around.
Probably, it probably is. Yeah,
that's what happens to me. I usually have like when I'm stressed out, I have like the weirdest dreams, and like there's just so much going on and racing through my head.
Yeah.
Even when I'm sleeping.
I wake up multiple times in the middle of the night. It's like so weird. Like where that never happened ever before, you know? But I had this dream, and I know we were talking about this maybe yesterday or a couple of days ago, but I had this dream where I was in RuneScape. I was playing RuneScape and I was
old
like
old school or regular? The new
no,
one.
No, old school, of course. Okay, old school. And okay, so for everyone who's listening, old school RuneScape. OG, one of the best RPGs, MMOs on the market ever. And I was in Alcrad, what's the desert called again?
Alcrad.
And I was like by the gates where you have to pay money to go across the gates,
and
right?
10 GP.
Yeah, the 10 GP, you know, the 10 gold.
Yeah, you gotta kill the goblins to get the money.
I was there. I was like killing the goblins, okay? I remember it so vividly.
So you're in Lumbridge then? You're trying to get through the desert?
Yeah, I was going to go over, but I was just hanging out there. I was like chatting, you know, with some people. I was just hanging out, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in the game. I was playing the game, okay? In the dream, I was playing the game. And I just see in the corner of my chat, since I was chatting, I see it pop up that you joined the game.
Me?
And I was like...
For the corner, and, or Tubbs 117.
Yeah. No, I see you join the game, right? And then you message me and you say to me, you say, you don't even call me or text me or anything. You message me in the game and you say, oh, you're playing this game too? You're like, you know about this game? And then you start to say to me, dude, I secretly go in here too at this hour.
What time was it? Like super late in the, like early in the morning or something?
It was like some weird, I don't even know what time it is, but it was some weird time of the day. And I was like, what? How did you know I was here playing? We like, you didn't text me or anything. You had no idea. But I was just playing the game. But you like secretly were messaging me in the game like, dude, you know I play this game? Like, I always go in the game at this time of the day. And I go on here and I grind RuneScape. But like, it was just so weird because we never talked about playing RuneScape together. You know, like it's been a month since we played RuneScape, right?
Right.
And then it was just me, you know, on there playing RuneScape one day. And you're like, dude, I go on here every day playing RuneScape and I grind. Like, you were secretly keeping it from me and you had to message me in the game.
I mean, I was so on that weird binge for a while. It's hilarious. Like, where I was just like playing and you like jump on occasionally and join me.
Yeah.
But damn, now I want to play that.
You're just like, sorry, but, dude, I secretly go on here every time.
But we need to do it. We need to just jump on random time in the afternoon, like while I'm working and while you're working, and like both message each other without texting each other. Be like, yo, what's up? what's your mining level? what's your wood cutting level? And just be like, wait, you're playing Wild too? Like, just no. And you know what we should do? This is what we'll do. Every time you got to go to the bathroom and go number two, pull out mobile old school and jump online. No. So whenever we're both online playing at the same time, we both drop in a deuce and we're both playing old school RuneScape. We're just chopping some wood.
We're just like, what's up, man? Jeremy's just getting some iron ore, you know, that's all.
I mean,
I'll bank and then I'm locking.
That's
off.
That's what my one friend, you know, Peter, he does that.
Peter Dingley?
He always plays
Shout
RuneScape.
Shout out Peter Dingley. What's up, dude?
PTD. Peter Dingley.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, PDD.
I hear you playing Apex lately, right?
He hasn't been on in a while, but he, like, I always told him, I was like, we should jump on Apex and play.
Yeah, he never plays with us. He hates us. He's,
No. He branched away from shooters and got really into, like, strategy games like Dark Souls and stuff.
Damn, dude, Dark Souls.
He's so good at Dark Souls. I'm like, I'm so bad. I'm not. He's good with, like, parries and stuff like that. I'm like, nope, I'm terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't play those games, dude. I get too mad. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I get really mad, too.
So, yeah, that was my dream. It was very strange. I don't remember the rest of it, but I remember just some weird shit like that happened, and that was really it.
It's pretty wild, yeah. It's funny because we haven't talked about or played RuneScape in a couple months, or maybe like a month.
I know.
And all, like, I just kind of got really into it for a while there a couple months ago.
You were grinding like every
thing.
Day.
And I was grinding like crazy. And yeah, I would like jump on like during my lunch. I would like grind for an hour mining. Because I was trying to get my mine to 60, I think. I think I'm so close. Or 65 or something to go to the mining guild. Yeah, I'm almost there. Well, I got high enough for mithril. So I hit like 55, I think. So I've been mining mithril. And then I kind of dropped off. I was doing a bunch of mithril and then I just stopped. Because I was jumping on the in-game economy because like things were up. I checked the like grand exchange prices every day,
the guide.
I checked the grand exchange prices for old school RuneScape and I was like, oh shit, like all this stuff is up right now. Like there was certain ore and like certain bars were up, or the wines of Zamorak were up. So I was like just getting a bunch of stuff and selling it to make a bunch of money to buy like
items you're way I wanted. Ahead.
I was playing for a long time. But we should jump back on that. That's fun. I like playing that.
I just want to get just to like where
it's a long grind. It's the only thing.
Oh my god, it's so much grind. Dude.
Just doing this, you just click. It's a point and click and just like chat. You know what I mean? Like it's a good game to play when you're drunk or high. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's just really basic and easy.
Well, not even just that, but like a game you can play when you're playing other things. I have literally played that game while I've had other things open, like working on other things, and I'm just like not even engaged in the game, and I'm just like, all right, I gotta get a couple levels up. I'm getting 10 levels up today. Cool, I'm grinding those 10 levels. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just and sit I'm there studying and you can this work thing. On something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
AFK game.
Yeah. And then I want to get in the wild today, fight some people. Well, let's do that. Let's have a clan together. Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. So you, I don't know what we talked about on the last podcast, but which was a week and a half ago, almost. We missed last week. Sorry, everyone, but we're going to get on a consistent schedule here.
Yeah.
Probably
do one a week, at least right now.
Yeah. Once a week, probably every Wednesday. We're going to might switch up the days, but we're probably going to get at least once a week here.
Yeah. Like we were alternating previously between Monday, Wednesday for a while. Like it was like once a week or like every other week we're doing Monday or Wednesday at least. But like, because of that, we're like, we're going to try to do at least every Wednesday now.
Yeah.
Stick with that.
So I don't know what we talked about last time we pod.
We did the birthday, like kind of like recap, because my birthday was the 28th. So last time we podcast, I think it was 29th.
Oh, right. June. Okay.
So it was like our birthday recap, but like,
so you didn't have your PC built, but now you do.
Yep. Got the full build looking right at it right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I like it. It's really, really fast. I still need a few things for it. I got a sound card coming in the mail tomorrow for it, for my interface.
You want to give us a spec breakdown? What is it about?
Spec breakdown. Sure. I have the Ryzen 5 3600 CPU. I got an air cooler on it, the Cooler Master air cooler. It's the RGB, it's the black edition. I have Corsair, two sticks of 8 gigs, so I have 16 gigabytes of Corsair RGB Vengeance RAM running 3200 megahertz speed. It is blazing fast. 3200 megahertz, blazing. I never realized blazing. I have the
the best stuff on the market, clearly.
X570 Tomahawk motherboard has built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 5. So okay. I don't have my PC connected to LAN because it's too far from my router. Yeah. So I have the antennas on the back already built in. I didn't have to put a Wi-Fi card in.
Good.
And then what am I missing? I have two hard drives. I went SSDs for both. I have a 500 gigabyte NVMe and I have a 1 terabyte SSD, both Samsung. Very, very good speeds. And then graphic card, I'm running an RTX GeForce at the 2060 Super. And I have it all built inside an NZXT H510 black case.
Oh, beautiful.
It's really nice. That's about it. And I have, I'm running the Arctis 7 headset. I've been playing with that when we do Valorant and Terraria. I've been using my, that's my main headset now. And then for the PS4, I'll probably just use my little other headset I have that plugs in the controller. Yeah.
The one you can't hear anything out of?
No, that one's actually decent. It works. I've been using it actually when we've been playing Battlefront lately. That's all I've been using. Never even noticed. Yep, I just use that little headset. Sometimes
it's a little earpiece.
Yeah, I hate moving the dongle because I have to plug the dongle into the PC or the PlayStation 4 to make the wireless headset work because it's not Bluetooth. So I have to keep moving it between the two. So I'm just going to probably keep the headset on the PC and then keep the other headset on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to get a new keyboard. I'll probably get that in August. And then I have to get a new mouse potentially. And that's about it. Everything else is done.
Beautiful.
Oh, and I have a new monitor too. I got a Dell 27-inch. It's just a regular flat, not an ultra wide or anything or curved.
Or the QHD? 2K. What is it?
2K. So it's, Quad HD. Wait, is Quad HD 4K? Quad HD is 4K. Yeah. So it's just the 2K. It's 1440. 2560 by 1440. It's got the 155 hertz refresh max, but I've been playing like 144. Yeah, super nice.
That's awesome.
I think the total bill was like $1,800 with everything. That's including the monitor. A little over 1800.
Yeah, Quad HD is 2K. Yeah.
Quad HD is 2K, so it's Quad HD, yeah. It is crystal. It's so nice. Like compared to, because I'm running the Mac right now for the stream, for the Zoom.
So how do you switch between them? Do you have the Mac still set up on your desk?
They're both plugged. Yeah, I haven't moved the Mac. They're both plugged in. One's HDMI for the Mac, and that's running 1080p. That's why it's not as nice looking. Because it's not taking the full resolution of the monitor, and then it's kind of blowing it up a little bit grainy.
Gotcha.
And the PC's, 2K. It's so nice. I actually, the resolution was so clean and tight, because like when you set up Windows 10, it gives you like the 100 resolution. So I zoomed it in. It's still running 2K. I just put it to 125 zoom so I can see everything because it was so small. Everything was so tiny. I was like, dang. So it looks so good. Oh,
but do you like it tiny like that? Or do you change it?
I made it 125. Yeah, it's so nice at 125.
Yeah.
I can see it better. And then I found a nice 2K wallpaper. It's a stormtrooper stormtrooper walking through the desert. Matching my whole black and white theme of my setup right now. And then I made my inside of my lights on my computer. I did green, so it's a green lightsaber.
Ooh.
Full green. Yeah. It's really nice. And it matches because the GeForce logo, I can't change it. So it's all green right now. I only have three RGB lights in there. It's just the RAM. The back of the motherboard has a little bit of light, and then the front of the graphics card. That's it. It's really subtle, stealth build with a little bit of light inside.
And you can always change those fans out to RGB fans if you wanted to, or you can always put
LEDs
in the case.
I have all the headers in there for the RGB fans if I ever want to do it.
Nice.
I'm loving it. It's so quiet. You don't even hear it run. The only time I hear it is if I run in a heavy game like Valorant or like any first person shooter, I hear it run, but then I don't hear it because I put my headset on. So it completely blocks out all the sound entirely.
Mm.
But the thing runs completely. Like, it doesn't make a sound when it runs through it because it doesn't need to. It's such a low quality game. The fan doesn't kick on. It's crazy.
So I've heard you've been into Valorant lately a lot.
I'm hooked with you. We just started playing like a few days ago. Like I just downloaded it like 3 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday. So
it's a free game. Yeah, it's a free game.
It's so fun, yeah. It just came out too.
Yeah. It's out of the keyed beta or the private beta, I guess you could put it, but it's now free for everyone. You can buy the battle pass if you wanted to, but you don't have to. You can literally just play it by itself, but or standalone.
Essentially, it's like a Counter-Strike Apex hybrid. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's like a Counter-Strike with abilities, like mm-hmm. character abilities, champion exactly. abilities. Yeah, it's a precision shooter. It's categorized as a precision shooter.
I love it.
Yeah, it's completely different than like all the games we've played. Like I've mentioned to you, if you've never played CS:GO before, which I loved playing, it is just a completely different game, so you have to strategize differently. But mm-hmm. I'm glad that you like it. I would not have thought you would have liked that game at all.
I'm not good at like the fast pace movement of like I'm okay at like I'm not that great at Apex. I'm okay. And Hyperscape, I just couldn't figure out what I was doing. And like I've still got to learn the ropes of that. But like going from where I was at Hyperscape, and then I downloaded Valor, and I was like, whoa, this is the opposite of what we were just playing.
It's complete
slow.
Opposite game.
Yes. It's really slow. Yeah. It's way better for me because I like the stealth aspect of it, moving really slow, and like you actually have to aim at somebody. You can't just run around, you know, click a button and they're dead. You know, there's actually more to it than that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bullet drop in the game. There's a lot of there's a lot of thinking in it.
Exactly.
And I like the 5-on-5, like, and then like the rounds move pretty smooth. So like once you're dead, you're not dead forever. You know, you're back in pretty quick. Apex or Hyperscape, you're dead. You're dead for a while, or you know, Modern Warfare, you're dead for a while. Until somebody gets you back in.
I mean, I guess it depends on the mode you're playing, right?
Whatever, yeah, true. But. You're right. Yeah, I just meant like Battle Royals, comparing it to Battle Royals. It's very different.
Right, it's not a Battle Royale, yeah, exactly.
But it's not a Battle Royale, so it's like, yeah, I'm not, like, we've been playing a lot of Battle Royale lately, so it's like, I'm into it. I like it.
Yeah.
That, I've been hooked on that. Battlefront 2, I've been hooked with.
Which we haven't played in a while. Which
we haven't played, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were playing into,
we were switching off from, Warzone a lot. We're playing Warzone and Gunfight a lot in Call of Duty, but we have not played that in a bit. And we switched to Battlefront, and then we switched from Battlefront to PC games since you just built a PC. And now we're gonna probably switch to new PC games like Halo Reach, which will be the next thing we'll probably do once I have some new PC parts in my computer, which I'm slowly gonna start putting together.
Nice.
I'll probably do that once I'll probably put together my PC. I'll use the same case and everything. It's not great, but I'll probably just rebuild.
No, your case should be fine. Yeah, just you can take out the motherboard, just get a fresh CPU. You can just redo everything, use that case.
Yeah, I'll probably do CPU, motherboard, because my motherboard is
you'll have to upgrade it for the socket old. For the CPU. Yep. Yeah. And then pretty much just need graphic card, CPU, motherboard, because you can reuse your fans, you can reuse your RAM. I'm assuming as long as
I'm
not
probably
too
gonna
old.
Do new RAM. Yeah, it's old.
RAM's
I'm gonna
cheap
do new
too.
RAM. Yeah, it's cheap. I'll probably keep my SSD and my hard drive. I might do. Yeah, I'll probably just keep my SSD and my hard drive.
That makes sense. Yeah, because you can just literally plug them in. They're ready to rock. You don't have to re-download anything. You know what I mean? The Windows is already on it, and you just have all your games already on there that you have already.
Exactly. Right. Yep.
And then you could just get the CPU cooler if you want. Get the $38 one I got, and it runs.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Buttery smooth. Doesn't make a sound. Completely silent. It's crazy.
And then I will be probably in a much better spot for streaming and for playing better games. So I'll probably spend more money on a graphics card then. So I'll put my money in the graphics card and
I dropped a lot on mine. Mine was $400.
Yeah.
It's like buying a console just on the graphic card alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
That's a lot of money. I was going to get the 2070 Super and that was $500. I was like, I don't think I want to spend that much money on a graphic card. So I just dropped it down $100.
Well, like you're saying, what's the difference? Is it minimal difference between once you go up, you know, higher
it's
and higher?
Like, I mean, that card's I looked at the stats like 8 to 10% better. I was like, I can do without the less frames. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'll be okay running less frames. And I'm not running 4K games at all. I'm running 2K. So I'm streaming at a resolution below what I'm playing at. You know, I'm playing at 1440, but I'm streaming at 1080.
Right,
using the encoder and the actual card. So
yeah,
but yeah, that's the only thing. If you end up going if you don't get a GeForce card, which I feel like you're going to because you stream, apparently the drivers, like you have to use the CPU for streaming. You use the actual codec on the CPU instead of the encoder on the graphic card to split up your power. Because when you run a game, it's like all CPU intensive.
Yep.
And then when you're streaming, it's all your encoder. So like if your game is really heavy and then you're throwing that load on top of it, it's gonna chug along unless you have a really good CPU. You got to spend more money on the CPU, or you got to spend more money on the graphic card. Either one works. But I just feel like the drivers and the NVIDIA stuff's really stable and they just work better. So
exactly.
Yeah. What's so, a good point is too, if you, because I feel like you're going to get a gaming monitor to like match with the, or not to match, but like to sync up with your graphic card, like G-Sync, you ever have G-Sync?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that like you don't have tears on your screen. Well, I didn't buy that because I got the Dell one comes with V-Sync or whatever the one is for AMD. Right. FreeSync. That's what it's called. FreeSync. So if you look online at the reviews, a lot of the people will tell you if it works with G-Sync, and everybody mentioned, they said, yeah, it works with G-Sync too. So I was like, okay, cool. Cause I had already bought the monitor and I was like looking at the cards. I was like, crap. I
see if it's compatible or not.
Yeah. And the thing is G-Sync monitors, like the official ones, are expensive. So if you can get one that has FreeSync, that's like that works with your graphic card, you're good to go. It will work.
Right. Right.
So like I've been playing these games, there's no screen tear. Like I've been playing Valorant stuff. I don't see any tears on my screen.
Yeah.
Compared to like, I was playing on the Mac. I was playing like Portal 2 and Portal 1 cause they run on my old Mac
emulator.
Not even the emulator, just I bought them on Steam and they actually run on that old CPU. Mm-hmm. There's screen tear on that old Dell monitor, and like I can see the screen tear as I'm playing. It's not that great.
Oh yeah.
Mm. You know, so I can definitely tell the difference
until those SoC Macs come out, and then you'll be killing it with those.
Dude, can you imagine like those SoC, like the new ARM chips come out, and they're actually like gaming friendly? Like
they're gonna be, I can't wait to even see. I'm expecting those Macs to be like, I think they're going to be on a completely like insanely different realm that people are going to have no idea. Like they're going to be so good. Like in terms of you could buy it and you can literally use it for gaming, and people are going to be like, I'm blown away. Like it's going to literally blow people away. That's how good it's going to be.
Definitely could, yeah. I'm really like, it's really interesting to see like in that video they did for the WWDC with like, they already have that technology because they're just blowing up the chip from the iPad and making it into a processor for the computer. It's the same software. Used
for really intense gaming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're just going to bring that over to the Mac. So like, I wonder, I'm really curious to see how developers take that when they get the developer kits.
Right.
And if like they can start writing code that's really like compatible with this new
optimized
silicon.
For yeah. you know, it's
like games and stuff, because like nothing right now runs really well on, I guess it's really just the Mac OS, but like I'm curious with this new silicon if the Mac OS will be like better.
It's so interesting because it's like that's so like the options you would have if you want to buy a computer, the amount of options you have for, you know, I want to use it for pro, you know, video editing, or I want to use it for pro music editing. I want to use it for this. And I want to use it for gaming, and I use it for streaming, and I want to use it for this. Oh shoot. I guess I got to buy one computer instead of having three computers. It's like, yeah, I guess you could do it all then, you know, that's literally the world we're going to live in. You know, that's so, it's absolutely crazy.
It is.
So I think, something I also was thinking about was, as you were just telling me about the monitor setup, because I was thinking about, you know, what kind of display I want to get and stuff like that. I was like, you know, I don't know what I want to do. And I was just thinking about that again today. And because I have to have a separate desk for the computer I'm going to have from work from home and stuff like that, right? So I was like, I'm going to get a different desk. I already have it planned out what kind of desk I want to get for, I want to get a sit-stand desk, you know, like a cheaper one, not like that one I sent you, because that one is super expensive.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I was going to have everything on one desk, everything, you know, a new setup for my Mac, and I was going to have my PC on the floor, and I was going to be able to switch from both, right? So I was going to be able to stream in one spot with my PC, and I was going to then also be able to work on it with my regular stuff on my Mac, you know, use it for recording, use it for, you know, so that means I'm going to have my interface here. I'm going to have my monitors on the desk. I'm going to have
like kind of like my Mac setup Mini. With like the big you know, like everything. I bought that IKEA shelf so you can like lift everything up. You can get the monitors like, on there. Yeah.
Right. Everything's going to be, have to be. So it's going to be, it's going to be huge. Like the desk is going to be so, it's going to be long enough. Like probably the size I have right now, probably like 79 inches long, you know, and I'm going to have the camera. I'm going to have, I found these two, box lights. They're like not box, like traditional box lights where you have the shadow box in the back, but they were square lights. They're called, I think it's here, I'll find it right now. They're like by, they're made by Elgato, which is the same company that makes the Stream Decks.
I know which ones you're talking about. They are nice lights. Yeah. I've seen those, the Elgato ones.
They're called Key Lights. That's what they're called.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're literally just, they're swivelable. They're on like a swivel ball and they attach to the desk. And a bunch of really hot, like popular streamers have them. They're really nice because they're LEDs and they can change the hue of the LED. Yeah, and they're small, exactly. Nonetheless, so my point is, you know, if I have the whole desk set up with the lights and everything, and I have the monitors and everything, it's gonna have everything attached to it. It's not a clean setup, right? It's literally just a multi-function setup, which is the first option. I was gonna do that to begin with. I was gonna have this huge desk with everything on it, super bulky, clunky. And I was like, you know, it's functional, but it's kind of like if I have to change anything, if I have to move it, it's literally impossible. I would never be able to move it, which is how my desk is right now, right? If I have to, you know, I have to get new carpet in the room like I had to, I literally have to unwire everything. It is a freaking mess. And I already have it, you know, pretty much wired below the way that it should be. And it's still terrible. So the other option would be to have two desks, which is how I was going to do it a long time ago when I was thinking of this. I have a desk dedicated for music production and for daily stuff, which is super simple. I have my keyboard, all my MIDI stuff set up. I have my interface. I have my monitor set up. I don't know. Maybe I would use the monitor as I have right now, just the simple old Dell ones, and I use it for nothing else. It's just super clean. I have my all my music production stuff because I have so many music things. And then I keep that in the music studio area, right?
Right.
And then the work desk and the streaming desk is in a completely different area. You know, I have all my streaming stuff set up. I have all the microphones set up. I have the podcast stuff set up. Everything is a different space, which is usually how people do it because they don't have to change the microphones and everything. If I had the microphones for my mega desk set up, I would have to keep, you know, collapsing it and resetting it back up and collapsing it because it would be in the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of where I've been thinking about what I want to do. And I don't know if I should do it that way because I'm going to have to buy another desk or something. But if I did it that way, I would have to buy another desk anyway because I need to put my work computer somewhere. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to put my work computer somewhere anyway. So it's like, I'm going to need to test to begin with. So
you could just get like keep the desk you have for your main setup and then just get a small one tabletop with legs. It'll be literally
for like my sit-stand 80 desk.
Bucks. Yeah, 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 exactly.
So,
oh, because I
forgot. Because I want a sit-stand desk, you know what I mean? For recording, because I literally sit at my desk all day to, you know, work on emails, to do work on projects that I'm working on. To record music, stuff like that, right? So that's going to be my main desk. That's going to be the one I use for gaming. Well, I guess I wouldn't be using it for gaming because I would have my stream stuff set up on the other one. So,
right.
So I guess the gaming and the work, like actual working, would be a separate place. Combined. So,
yeah, and you could just keep your streaming stuff all in one, yeah.
Yeah, and all that would be set up all the time. I would never have to touch it. And yeah,
of course. You just have it all ready to go and you go sit down and turn it on. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's what I do. I mean, I really wanted to keep the music production and the gaming together and the work set, you know, my projects and personal stuff separate, but I don't know. That's probably the route I probably will go. It will probably make it cleaner because then if I ever want to move anything, it will be a lot less stuff. Because I can't, you know, doing one huge mega desk would literally probably be impossible. It would be so much equipment. It's just on
too
one
much
thing,
stuff, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Unless you can consolidate it somehow.
It would be two computers and all the peripherals for two computers. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah. Like my setup, I got it like kind of pretty much how I want it. Like it, it's compact, like it has all my stuff, but like I'm also surrounded by like a side, you know, I have my like my side thing next to my desk to hold my rack with all my audio gear.
Yeah.
And all my microphones, but then the PC's on top of that. It's just it's decent. It's cool.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. I have the two computers set up next to each other, and then you have to have two sets of peripherals. You have to have two everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yeah. Then same thing with you. It's going to be the same thing. I do have two
everything right now, yeah.
So that's kind of like the setup you have to figure out. It's like, do you switch between everything, or do you have, you know,
you can get peripherals that can switch between them too.
You still have to have, if it's wireless, you still have to plug in, you know, where's the, you still have to plug in your wireless peripheral somewhere.
Not if it's Bluetooth. If you go Bluetooth route, then you can just be able to hit the switch to save your preset. So that the Keychron's Bluetooth, so you can switch between PC and Mac.
The mouse you wouldn't be able to, though. You have
the mouse, you'd have to find a mouse that could do that. And I'm sure it's expensive.
If it was like a magic mouse, if it was Bluetooth, you could do that because you'd be Bluetooth then.
Right. And like I said, I'm sure there's a mouse out there that switches inputs, that lets you switch inputs. I just don't know exactly where, what brand, but I'm sure it exists. So you can switch between, people do all the time. They switch between different machines on the same
computers.
Yeah. And the keys one and monitor. Like I have my two machines connected to one monitor right now. I just had to hit a button on the monitor to switch inputs. It's just like a TV. You know what I mean? It's like a mini TV.
So, I mean, no, that's what I'm thinking about. If you have any input, let me know what you think, because I'm going to have one really nice setup, which is going to be for, you know, where my Mac's going to go, where all my, you know, iPad's going to sit, the monitors, my...
What's the SanDisk you're looking at? Which one?
It's brand? From a... the best one for not a lot, like a ton of money, is by a company, I think it's Viseo, or it's...
How do you spell it?
No, Varsi. Hold on, I'll send you the link right now.
All right. Curious.
Say it to our audience here so we can all check it out. I have so many bookmarks here. It is, let's see, there's a ton of them I have in here.
I mean, maybe it's really your preference how you're going to set it up, but yeah, I think the way you're thinking of it makes the most sense. So you can have, you don't have to move things around. You can just have two sets of peripherals. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little more money, but you already own quite a bit of stuff already. So you can just kind of play with it, what you have, and see what, if you like it or not. That's what's nice.
Right. I mean,
you already have the peripherals for each. So you can literally just set it up. If you don't like it that way, then you can combine it into one setup.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't have to buy like another desk. Like I could probably just use this old desk I could use for my streaming setup. I don't have to, you know, do anything so astronomical.
Exactly.
But you're right. If I didn't like it, I mean, I could literally just, the company's called Vari, V-A-R-I.
V-A-R-I.
They have crazy high rated sit-stand desks and they're half the price.
Oh, Varidesk. I've seen this. Okay.
They're commercial grade. I mean, they're still several hundred dollars, but.
Oh yeah. They're, any sit-stand desk is a lot of money. Even the ones at IKEA I was looking at, $500, $600 for the ones I was looking at.
But this is the lowest price I've found for a automated sit-stand desk with presets, and it's solid wood.
Yeah, also the thing that's not going to fail on you. Like IKEA's had a lot of issues with failing, and this is cost the same as the IKEA one, $550 and $650. They're the same price. Depending on what length, like, you get the 48x30 or 60x30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So 60x30, you know how big that is?
60x30 is decent. 40x30 is a little tight. Actually, they have two monitors on it. Actually, it's better than I thought.
That's the standard, like, cubicle space desk, smaller. You're probably going to have a one monitor or a laptop, like what they have pictured, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The 60x30 is probably, that's what I'm going to get.
60x30. Yeah, that's kind of like what I have in my work. Like that's 60x30 pretty much.
And like I said, it doesn't have a display or anything on the movable part. It's just very simple. And I probably would get the reclaimed wood. And it has a finish on it. It's
reclaimed
nice.
Reclaimed wood. I want to see what it looks like.
Looks really, really decent.
Ooh. It's the like darker gray one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Surprised you're going with that. I like the...
They're all really nice. I mean, I just wanted some, you know, I didn't want to go with a laminate look.
Oh, you didn't want just the black top again? I like the black a lot. No, I wanted to
go with like the real looking wood.
Gotcha.
Even though
I even like the butcher block is really nice.
Yeah, the butcher block is really nice.
Yeah, I would probably get butcher block, to be honest. I like that aesthetic.
But I watched a couple of videos of people reviewing it after they had it for a little bit of time, and they were, you know, standing on it at its highest height. It goes crazy high, and it holds up a crazy amount of weight. And I mean, that just shows you
it's nice. It looks really well built nice. For the price. Yeah,
it's got a crazy
that is a decent, because some of the other ones are like double this price.
Yeah,
like easy.
So that's the one I was looking at least.
Nice.
The Uplift. I think that's the company I sent you. They have the most expensive one. It's like up to $1,500 or more for a desk, but they're crazy good quality. That's probably the most mm-hmm. expensive. And their tabletops are really, really nice. Like the wood they use is crazy, crazy nice.
Yeah, I like it. It's awesome.
But I mean, then you can work when you're standing up at least, and all your stuff is not going to, you know, it's the tabletop's not going to bend because, you know, you have weight of the monitors on top, you have a lot of stuff on top of your desk.
Dude, I'm shocked. I have this $40 IKEA top and with that additional Alex shelf on top of it for my like lift.
Right.
For the speakers and the monitor. This thing is holding all this weight. I have no idea how.
Yeah.
No idea how. The monitor is really heavy. This hexagon design that they went with, like, I don't know who thought of it, but they're a genius because it holds a ton of weight for
the triangles, baby. It's those triangles, yeah.
Dude, those hexagons in there is crazy.
So, yeah, so that's my current setup I'm thinking about. It like changes every day, but I'm trying to think of the best way to utilize the space with it being simple.
It's going to keep changing on you until you have your place too and you can see exactly how you can lay it out with your space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to really know what you want to buy or how you want to make it because you don't know exactly what your layout is.
Yeah.
So you might like have a better wall space for one big setup, or you might have a better space to split it up in half.
Yeah. It's different when you have,
my space is good for one big setup. So that's what I did instead of, there's no space in my apartment for two. So I made one big command center.
I mean, if I think about it, I mean, that means I'd probably keep the two monitors set up for streaming and gaming, and I just have one monitor for recording and work and stuff. I wouldn't need two, you know. I would just have a nice, simple, clean setup for music recording and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right. No, that makes sense.
Jesus, it's hot in here, dude. We've got 6-7 more minutes till the AC kicks on.
Oh, that's rough.
7 more minutes, baby.
I'm ready for Terraria episode 2, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, what's Terraria, dude?
2D Minecraft, but survival based. Way more survival based.
Oh, also, I didn't see that you tried to walkie-talkie me earlier. I have had my watch on like the whole day, so I don't know.
You have not, or have had it on?
I have.
Yeah, I wear my watch all day, every day, so I don't know how you don't get my pings. I literally click your name to like talk to you all the time, and it just says Ian is unavailable. I'm like, this is so sad.
I know why it is.
Because you turned it off?
No. It's because my watch was not unlocked, and the only reason why, like, if it's not unlocked, I won't get the notification in. It will just say it. It'll keep getting, so
you,
showing me.
You were wearing your watch all day with it unlocked?
With it locked on?
How are you wearing it all day with it locked? That means you never looked at it to do anything.
You're right. I did.
That means you never look, like, raise your wrist to do anything.
No,
like,
I did. I looked at the time.
Tap it. If you tap it, then you have to unlock it.
Correct.
So you did everything on your phone today. You never went on your watch.
Correct. Yes.
Dang.
So,
fill my activity circles up, man.
Well, yeah, because you freaking work out and I freaking sit on my ass all day.
I hit my move goal. I hit my exercise goal. I have to stand 2 more times before I go to bed and I'm good.
Dude, I am so excited to have to be, once I move out of this house, I will be able to be more active. I'm setting the goals for myself.
Oh yeah. You're going to be getting in shape, getting ripped.
I mean, yeah.
Getting those gains.
I'll do little things, like I'll work out in the pool or like I'll go for a run. But I was doing that, but it's just so hot outside, dude. So
yeah, it's brutal. You gotta go to the gym or something, or you gotta go out really early or late at night.
I was going to the gym, but now not anymore, dude.
Yeah, not for a while. It's not worth the risk.
I'm still subscribed to the gym, but I'm not paying for it. So
oh, for real? They cut off the incoming payments.
I haven't gotten paid. I haven't gotten charged for it, so I don't know.
Holding it, yeah. Probably because people complained about it. I mean, typically they would charge you, right? So like,
yeah,
they're definitely holding probably, the payments. Then, yeah.
I should probably cancel that before I get charged. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. What gym were you going to? Like a
Planet. It was just Planet Fitness. Yeah, it was super cheap. So
nice. I didn't even know you were going there. Was this a while ago?
Well, this was before the pandemic, yeah.
You actually, you signed up like this year, you were going?
No, I've been signed up for years.
Oh, I didn't realize, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Do you go often or like you were going on like rare occasions?
I was going as whenever I could, like whenever during the school year and stuff, whenever I was fit my schedule.
Gotcha.
But it was just, I hated going, you know, I was just going by myself and it was just, you know.
Yeah.
Sucks True. Going, dude.
Yeah, it's not fun, but. Good for you.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, Doritos are good for you, but
yeah, they're great for you,
dude. I
always talk. Nobody's talking about that though.
I haven't had one of those in so long.
A Dorito.
Yeah, dude. It's been probably like a year.
Dude, go buy a bag of Doritos. What is the thing?
You always say this to me. You always like go buy this. Go.
Yeah, because you always say I'm gonna have it forever. Just literally go to the store and pick it up. It's so easy.
That takes effort. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Next time you go out, like next time you're in the car.
I don't go out though.
I mean, I haven't really gone out much either, except the grocery store.
My car just sits in the sun. You realize my car just sits in the sun and bakes, and all the things like the headliner just starts to sag more, and the paint just starts to get faded more, and all the rubber just starts to crack more, and that's what
happens. You get that thing under shade, man.
Well, there's no shade.
Get that thing under an awning. Go buy like one of those pop-up tents and just throw it over your car.
Kiss that mouth. Pop-up tents. Like the bubbles? Oh.
No, not the bubbles. Just like the canopies.
Oh, okay.
The like pop-up canopies for like a tailgate. Just pop, you know, pop one of those over your car.
Yeah, like
definitely street legal.
The HOA will definitely be happy with that.
Yeah. Dude, no cops will. Yeah, HOA and no cop will pull over and like knock on the door and be like, "Can you please take this down?"
I'm selling lemonade.
Can you please? Yeah, I'm setting up a lemonade stand. I just put it there temporarily. Oh, okay, you're good.
But never take it down.
Yeah, I just leave it there.
Yeah, so we can definitely play some, I'm gonna eat some din din and then we can play some,
take a little break, we'll reconvene on Mystery and Hunter and Four Leaf Connor on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/Mystery and Hunter and Twitch.tv/Four Leaf Connor, where we stream, video games live and you can follow us and you can tell your friends to follow us. And then once we get to 50 followers, become an affiliate and then we can, start making money and you can subscribe to us and that's how we can pay our bills. So thank you. We appreciate that. Definitely don't have to do that, but we would appreciate if you do.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Just doing it for fun too, but yeah,
we love doing it for fun, which is what we're doing right now. And, I have one last thing I want to tell you before we go. Oh, and you can also follow us, like we mentioned before, on Twitter and Instagram. It's mine's just Mystery and Hunter at Twitter and Mystery and Hunter with a dot after Mr. at Instagram as well. Where can we find you as well?
For my Instagram, Four Leaf Connor as well. It's with a number 4. Twitter's Four Leaf Connor with a number 4. Twitch is Four Leaf Connor spelled out, I believe. Or is it Four Leaf? I can't remember. Let me double check.
I asked you what your username was for Valorant yesterday or something, and you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, it's Four Leaf Connor with an underscore, because remember I told you it was taken for Valorant.
Oh my god.
So it's Four Leaf underscore Connor. Yeah, that's all my handles, I believe.
Oh, okay. What about those love handles you have? Do you have those?
Of course. I always got love handles. I'm trying to burn off the love handles.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Do you have anything left for me here?
I'm ready for some episode 2. Terraria. That's about it.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday night pod.
Well, thanks for joining me in this brotherlyhood that we have together. And
I wouldn't ask to have a brotherlyhood with anybody else besides you.
That was rough. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. Thanks.
I've been very gifted.
Oh, damn.
I've been very gifted in this life.
Oh, damn, dude. I feel the same. We share the same DNA and blood type because that's how genetics work, I think.
If I could leave my job by just recording podcasts with you and streaming video games on Twitch with you and also recording music with you, and those are the three things I only did for the rest of my life, I would die happy.
Damn, dude.
If I made a living doing all three of those things and I could pay my bills and have a functioning family off that, that would be the dream come true.
Well, if I could do that, I couldn't agree more. I literally couldn't agree more.
Let's start this journey. Let's do it.
Well, I guess we're doing it right now. We're already started.
we're living the dream already, right?
That's America.
That's right.
Do what we want. Right. Yeah, so again, just for everybody who's listening, we appreciate you very much for tuning in.
Thank you guys.
We do this just for fun and we appreciate you all very much. And
yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back on next Wednesday.
We'll be on next Wednesday and we do this podcast, we play video games on Twitch, and we will be releasing some music soon together. So be sure to check that out.
Thanks guys. Bye.
Thank you.